Now, the British government has a plan to block internet porn. Instead of using parental controls, allowing people to opt out, pornography sites will now be completely blocked if all goes as the government desires. In order to access porn sites, you'll have to opt in. That is, specifically request access from your ISP for the specific website that you wish to visit. Because everybody loves sharing information like that, right? Now, this proposition has open web advocates up in arms, saying not only should this be something that parents manage rather than ISPs, but also raising questions as to what will count as explicit content. Now, the British government says that the entire plan is based on combating the sexualization of children, as surveys have shown that 1 in 3 children aged 10 in Britain have viewed pornography on the internet. But is this really the only way to protect kids? And if the Brits do it, could America be next? Well, joining me to discuss it is Catherine Mangaward, senior editor of Reason Magazine and Reason.com, and Chris Clapp Logan with InternetSafety101.org. Ladies, thank you both for being here so much. Great. Now, Chris, I'm going to start with you because I know that this is definitely, you know, one of the issues that you focus on. Do you think that banning porn, the blocking it on the internet essentially, is really the best way to help children?
Well, I think that one thing should be clear. This actually just creates a system in which adults need to opt in. It doesn't block it. It doesn't prevent adults who are legally able to access this content from accessing this content. But what we know, that stat that you cited as well, 1 out of 3 kids age 10 are accessing pornography online. And what we know is that the UK is actually taking a comprehensive approach to preventing sexual violence against children and preventing sexual assault against children, and also trying to look at this issue, because we know that pornography has really become a mental health issue at this stage. And so we think that this is a positive step on behalf of the government.
But what's wrong with, I don't know, parental controls, with making parents, you know, monitor what their kids are seeing on the internet rather than having the government monitor everything you do on the internet and having to ask permission to see a specific porn site? It just seems like the really long road to get there.
I think that's exactly right. And the words "for the children" almost always start you down a road that ends up restricting the behavior of adults. And that's what we're talking about here. I mean, there's lots of ways to keep porn out of the faces of kids, including just the good old-fashioned put the computer in the kitchen and turn it around so you can see what they're looking at, all the way through really good, solid technological approaches. Instead, we've got the British government putting pressure, and I think it's important to note here at this point it's voluntary. And I think that's particularly offensive. You're basically calling in a bunch of private companies. You're saying, if you don't do what we want now, we'll make you do it later.
That sounds like what the U.S. government does all the time to companies, too.
That's true, and it's reprehensible here, too.
Well, I mean, I think that the U.K. has actually done a swell job of making sure that kids are protected. They did this when it comes with child pornography. They put pressure on ISPs to make sure that they weren't actively allowing individuals to access child pornography. These are sexual abuse images of children. And I think in this instance as well, they're bringing the important players to the table. They're talking about, you know, ways that they can make sure that kids are not accessing this content. It's not about censorship. It's not about, you know, legislating morality. It's about protecting children from harmful content. And what we know is that so many kids are accessing this content. And despite the fact that we've been saying for over a decade, yes, parents should use filtering technology. They should use parental controls. We know that there has been a huge increase in the amount of kids who are accessing pornography, who are acting out sexually. There's been a huge spike in the amount of kids who are sexually abusing other kids because of the miseducation they've had through internet pornography.
All due respect, this is about legislating morality. There's a big, big difference between child porn and adult porn consumption, and that's child porn is illegal. It victimizes children. Adult porn consumption is consenting adults voluntarily consuming
porn. But for years, we've had some very strong measures to protect kids from offline interaction with content that's harmful to them. In the same way that you can't walk into a convenience store as a 10-year-old and access violent pornography, I think that we should have the same measures when it comes to internet pornography, that an adult should have easy access to that content, but kids should not. And what the government has found is that they need to actually take a step in this direction to protect kids, because unfortunately it is too pervasive in their culture to
access. But I think this brings up a lot of questions, right? Is this, well, who's going to decide what type of material kids are allowed to see, and kids are, what really constitutes pornography, or what is explicit material? I mean, some people were saying that, who knows, maybe now your Flickr account, you know, will no longer be accessible because of some pictures that you may have posted online. And then, you know, I mean, does this really open the door for some dangerous steps down the line? Who knows? I mean, maybe even TV shows, because those are accessible to kids too. They might see something that might offend them, damage warp their young minds?
There was actually a really embarrassing incident in the UK with the child porn restrictions, which again are operating on the same principle of restricting the content at the ISP level. For a while in the UK, it was just a brief period, but Wikipedia was banned. It was locked down under this list. It's because the nonprofit group that keeps the list of banned sites decided that a single album cover in one entry of the millions of entries on Wikipedia did qualify as child porn, and it locked the whole thing down. It's not to say that that wasn't fixable. It was, but it just demonstrates the danger of giving anyone the power to make a list and then making a government enforceable.
Let's say that for a moment something is blocked, and then it's corrected because they've actually taken the appropriate measures to make sure that they're not displaying child pornography. They're not, putting forth images that are adult-oriented or which are really only age-appropriate for adults. From our perspective, that really is a preventative measure that we think is appropriate for a government to employ.
But you think it's really appropriate for the government to tell you what is age-appropriate for you to be watching?
Well, I don't know, on TV or online.
Because,
at this point, though,
people would say that it's the job of your parents to do that.
At this point, the government's just asking the main players to come to the table. They're asking also these individuals to actually rate, their content to see whether or not it's age appropriate for whether it's, a teenage audience or whether it's for a mature adult audience. And we've seen that in the print and broadcast media for years and years. And is it too much to ask for the online world? We think not.
I think it is too much to ask. And in particular, I think, again, you have to say, you're saying, we're just asking people to come to the table, we're just asking people to kind of contribute to this discussion. It's all backed by the threat of legislation and government action.
Is there any chance that we would see something like this happen in the U.S.? I mean, right now, this is just the British government that's talking about it. But, I mean, if we've seen the reaction of our government, obviously this is a different, case, but I'm just saying in WikiLeaks with things being out in the open, I mean, they clearly want to take all the steps they can, too, to rein in the Internet, to be able to regulate it.
The interest of government is always going to be to censor to the extent that they can. And I think we have great safeguards here in the United States, stronger ones in many cases than are in the UK. Doesn't mean it can't happen here. And I think this is a perfect example of we start with child porn, then we move to porn for adults consumed by adults. There's other content down the line that governments might find inconvenient or dangerous or threatening to the children for people to consume. And there's a reason to draw a hard line and say none of it should be censored.
I mean, from our organization's perspective, we really think that it is important to protect children as they, develop healthily, sexually, and it is worth that extra, step that it is taking in the UK, potentially, where adults have to opt into this type of content. It's not about censorship. It's not about blocking adults from this content.
It's kind of about embarrassment, because you have to write, Dear ISP, please let me go to...
I want to know how that goes between husband and wives, people on the same Comcast.
It'll be interesting to see if this actually passes. Yeah, but all for the children. That's what they say. Thank you both for being here.